S&P, the ASX stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks Edition, our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. And this week, because we're recording this on Zoom, we're both locked down in our homes, and most of our listeners, we assume, are doing the same, we thought we'd think about how to make this time productive when it comes to your finances. I'm Scott Phillips. With me on the other side of the Zoom call is Dr. Nirvan Marty. G'day, Doc.
Good day, Captain.
Mate, what is the first thing on our financial lockdown money list?
You know, you can get a better rate on a bunch of things. That starts from your home loan to your gas bill to your electricity bill to your telephone bill to maybe, you know, pruning down your subscription lists, which could be, you know, movies to magazines to whatever list, you know. Yeah, go through everything that you pay and find a better deal for yourself.
Now, I get this is boring for most people. It's boring for us as well, mate. But frankly, while we're locked down, there really is no excuse, is there?
There is no excuse.
Get a better rate, fools. All right, number two is, speaking of boring, man, it's tough to make finance fun, isn't it? The second thing we really think you should do is take the time to understand where your money is going. So, yes, get a better rate, but more than that, or as well as that, more importantly, find out where your cash is going. How much are you spending and on what? Now, you won't be spending much going out to cafes or restaurants at the moment, or maybe to the pub, but if you look at your bank statements over the past couple of months, you'll get a really clear sense of where your money has been going. And the first thing, what do they say, knowledge is power? The first step is to understand where you are. So do that, and then, yeah, I know, it's the B word, set yourself a budget. Think about where you want that money to go, because you're not going to start saving well until you get a handle on what you've otherwise been spending. So number two in our financial lockdown list for your finances is to set a budget. Hey, what's next?
Brilliant. So once you've got a budget, hopefully you have found some savings. Once you've found some savings and built some savings, you can invest. To invest, open a brokerage account. If you have opened a brokerage account, great. Put that investment to work on a stock. Maybe you buy your first stock, maybe you buy your next stock, or if you've already an account, buy something with the savings you've made.
Now, we all know this has been a tough time for everyone on a health basis. Some of us emotionally, we're going through social isolation. It's a tough time. The best thing we reckon you should do, particularly when it comes to your finances, is come out of this with something to show for the time you got locked in the house. So do yourself a favor, pay less on your major bills by getting a better rate, as Doc said. Set yourself a budget so when the doors are opened again, you don't go back to your old ways and splurge. You make sure you are saving. And of course, if you come out of this with a new or maybe just an increased commitment to investing for your future, then this time won't always necessarily be wonderful and not necessarily wonderfully spent, but at least you can get some really, really great value for yourself and for your future out of being stuck at home. That's it for this week's Motley Fool Money Money Hacks. We'll be back next week with another couple for you. Stay tuned and fool on.
Fool on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.